חייב כל אדם ואחד מעם ישראל לשב בסוכה שבעת ימים ושבעה לילות. כמו שכתוב בתורה, בסוכות תשבו שבעת ימים, כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל, והם ענני כבוד שהקיפו את בני ישראל. These are remes, the clouds of glory that God surrounded us with. לבעל יקם שרב בשמש. So we were protected from the elements in the midbar. That's according to the Bili Ezer, that they had ענני כבוד. And according to the Akiva, they actually had Sukkot Mamash. The question is asked, why do we specifically make a commemoration to the clouds of glory? After all, there were other miracles that happened in the Midbar as well that we do not commemorate. Take, for example, the man. The man that fell every single day. There's no commemoration or holiday to celebrate the man. Haman is Purim, but that's not the man that falls. Also, we make no commemoration of the water that trailed Am Yisrael in the Midbar. Why? Different reasons have been said. One answer is that the man, the Jewish people complained about it. They called it lechem akelokel. And when it came to the water, it also brought sin to Am Yisrael when they complained about the water and Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. So we have a general rule that the prosecutor does not become a defender. Which means it brought us troubles, these things, at one point. So therefore we don't commemorate it. For the same reason, on Rosh Hashanah, we use the shofar from a ram, and not from a cow, or a bull. We don't want the Egel HaZahav to be reawakened, but we want to awaken the zikhut of Hakedat Yitzchak. So too, we don't commemorate the water or the man that led to sin. However, when it came to the Anane Kavod, there was no complaining. Everybody accepted it, we enjoyed it, we don't have any incidents of negativity coming from the clouds of glory. Therefore, hence, we celebrate the Anane Kavod. Another interpretation is brought down as follows. Where is a father is obligated to his children certain basic obligations. Bread and water is a obligation. Father has to feed his kids. Father has to give his kids hydration. But Anane Kavod, the clouds of glory, is a luxury. That already shows the Ahava that Hashem has when He gives us something more than necessary. So then we don't make the holiday on the mandatory items, but we make it on the luxury item that was given. Finally, the man was benefited by all, including the Erev Rav, including the riffraff that clinged on to Am Yisrael, as well as the water supply the Erev Rav enjoyed. However, the Anane Kavod was something exclusively for Am Yisrael. Ki basukot oshavti et b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael. So therefore, that's something unique to us, and therefore we make that celebration. Question would be, why do we celebrate it in Tishri? Seemingly, we should celebrate it Nisan, when we came out of Egypt. Why is there a delay, and we celebrate it 6 months later? Different answers have been given for this as well. One answer, which is famous, which is worthy to be mentioned, is because we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world that we're doing this mitzvah, the Shem Shamayim. You see, because in the summer, it was the custom in the olden days to go outside and build huts and go out there for shade and enjoy themselves in the outdoors. But now that in most areas, it's beginning the rainy season, so people are usually bringing in the lawn furniture. People are bringing in the barbecues. People are bringing in all the outdoor equipment. And here Am Yisrael is going out and we're building an outdoor structure. Somebody might say, the Goyim will say, what's going on over here? The only reason they're doing it has to be because Borei Olam commanded them to do it. And therefore, if we would have done it in Nisan, it's not so indicative that we're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. But in Tishri, it's obvious that we're doing it L'Shem Shamayim. Yiratzon, we should be Zocheh to sit in what the Zohar HaKadosh calls Silad Mimnuta. That's the Sela Emuna. The Sukkah is a structure that those that sit in it and benefit from its Kiddusha are able to cull a great amount of Emuna that we're able to take with us for the entire year.